Returning after a successful first year in 2023, Uproar is organized by the Orange County Arts Commission. After reviewing and contracting work from both local artists and creators across five other states, the group was coming into July and focused on shaping up the festival. But then, the floods of Chantal hit the commission's headquarters and attention quickly shifted.
Every part of our space was just completely devastated.
That's the Arts Commission Executive Director Katie Murray, who was the first to walk room by room surveying the water damage at the mill that Monday morning. The record-breaking flooding marked the first time ever the historic site off Dimmick's Mill Road got flood damage. And after seeing the extensive impact to the space, Murray put out a call for help. That's when, she said, she learned the true extent of local support for the Arts Commission.
You know, I ran over to Weaver Street where they had power and I posted on our social, like, all hands on deck, we need help. We had 100 people show up in the first day. We got everything out that we could salvage. People keep checking on us and asking, you know, what do you need? I mean, we had more help eventually than we had a need for.
After spending 3 days focused primarily on recovery and remediation, the Orange County Arts Commission's attention returned to Uproar, where it hopes to see the same level of support and volunteers. The organization is asking for help from community members of all abilities and skill sets, with tasks ranging from installing the art pieces, distributing promotional materials, working as welcome center greeters, and more. The result will be 60 outdoor art pieces that the public can search for, admire, and vote on for the $10,000 People's Choice Prize. Beyond celebrating and engaging with public art, Uproar is meant to help Orange County's towns during a summer period that sometimes sees tourism dwindle. It worked well in 2023, so the hope is to build on that success. Although Murray said ensuring the Arts Commission could move forward with the festival was not the only concern coming into August.
Carrboro lost its entire fleet. Hillsboro lost a huge chunk of its fleet. So, like, it was also about, do the towns have capacity? Because we are very reliant on their partnership in pulling this off. And we all basically agreed that, like, it's going to be hard and we need it.
While the festival's opening will be on the planned date of August 1st, the big kickoff party had to be moved from the Eno River Mill. But Murray said a fantastic alternative came up right away.
Luckily, Eno River Brewing did not get flooded, even though they are directly in front of us and it seems like they're on lower land. I don't know, water's weird. They're fine. And so without us even asking, said, bring it here. And it's great. They're great. They're wonderful neighbors. And, you know, it's going to be crowded and busy, but it's going to be fun.
Ultimately, despite Chantal's flooding creating setbacks for the local arts scene and region, the Uproar Festival provides an opportunity to use artwork to spark joy and celebration, which Murray said is what she believes people need as part of the recovery.
It also says to the community, like, this is what we do. By showing up and providing this for the community, I think that's just going to help our efforts going forward in terms of fundraising and support and everything.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.